A year ago, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops held its semi-annual meeting in Dallas. The dominant topic of discussion was the sexual abuse scandal that had rocked archdiocese from Boston to Los Angeles. This past week, the bishops met in St. Louis, and again, their discussion centered on the crisis that will not go away. Alan Cooperman of the Washington Post attended the meetings, and he's on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Yesterday, on the last day of the meetings, Archbishop Harry Flynn of Minneapolis and St. Paul delivered a progress report on how the bishops around the country have dealt with this crisis that's been going on for about a year. What did he have to say?
Well, the bishops think they've done pretty well. And what Bishop Flynn said is that over the past year, they have removed hundreds, that's his word, of priests who had committed abuse in the past. He noted that that was a very, very painful thing to do. Again, those are his exact words. He also noted that they have created a new Office of Child and Youth Protection and hired a former FBI agent to head it. And he noted that they have begun auditing every diocese in the country to make sure that it has complied with the charter that they adopted in Dallas. And he said that they have begun two important studies to determine the extent of sexual abuse in the church and to begin to try to figure out the causes and context of the scandal.
A few blocks away from where the bishops were meeting, there was a parallel convention held by SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, and this was their first national conference. Tell us what happened there.
Well, there they did a bunch of workshops, hand-holding, morale-boosting, the kind of thing that victims groups do. After all, these are primarily support groups. But they also engaged in some policy discussions, and they held some protests. So they would come over to the bishops' conference and hold, for example, a silent vigil outside in memory of those victims who have committed suicide. They say that there have been at least a half a dozen that they know of in just the past 18 months. And they made a lot of complaints about where they think the bishops are. They acknowledge that there's been some progress over the past year, but they think a lot remains to be done.
You talked about the studies on the extent and the cause and the context of the sexual abuse scandal. The bishops were supposed to, or are supposed to, respond to a questionnaire for an independent national review board on the scandal. And there are some church officials, led by Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles, who are opposed to this. So what's happening with that?
Well, they were, at least until this meeting. And exactly what happened here, whether there was a change in substance or really whether they just caved under pressure is still a little bit unclear. But at this meeting, there was apparently, behind closed doors, a strong consensus reached among the bishops to go ahead and participate in this first study, which is a study of the extent of sexual abuse. And you're right, a questionnaire was sent in the spring to all 195 dioceses. They have until June 30th to respond. It's a lengthy questionnaire that asks them to go back through all their records to disclose exactly how many priests, though not by name, committed abuse in their diocese since 1950, and all the details of those cases. This information is going to be compiled and released in the aggregate overall numbers for the entire church in the United States by the end of the year.
Former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating resigned from the independent review panel earlier in the week. He had compared some members of the church hierarchy to the Cosa Nostra. What kind of support is the review board getting from the bishops?
Well, the bishops here endorsed the work of the review board, and Cardinal Mahoney, for example, spoke very publicly in praise of the work of the review board. Now, one might suggest it's possible that it was really the public pressure and Governor Keating's resignation that brought some of the bishops around.
Alan Cooperman writes on religion for The Washington Post. Thanks very much, Alan.
Thank you.